Hey, what is going on, guys? It's DK back at you with another video here to break down the six-game NBA DFS main slate on DraftKings. The sponsor of today's video, guys, that is going to be Parlay Play. Guys, you're not on Parlay Play, if you're not familiar with it, how it works is you're building out player slips of player props, and they do offer alternate lines as well. So if you do want to give it a try, you can use that code DKDFS for $100 deposit match bonus or the link down below. If you do click the link and deposit, it does help support the channel. But yeah, would recommend it. Again, they're adding a lot of cool new features. So give it a try. And yeah, if you guys will look for more content, as always, you can check out my Patreon linked in the description. All right, so recapping tonight, we'll see with my lineup. I did have Umude, who got injured. I also had a lot of exposure to Detroit, Indiana. I was looking good the first half, but then the game turned into a massive blowout. There was a lot of games that had blowout risks and ended up blowing out tonight. I do have some late night exposure, but we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, that's a recap there. And, all right, let's talk about the slate. So Sacramento, Washington's first game here. Haven't heard her. Trey Lyles, I believe, will still, be out for this game. They missed the game tonight. If that is the case, you should get Keon Ellis in the starting lineup. He's been playing pretty solid minutes in competitive games, so he'd be stand out as a pretty good value play. But yeah, it's a great spot here for the Kings. So like Sabonis and Fox both look good. Sabonis had another triple-double tonight in a blowout. So the two main guys look good. Malik Monk also gets a minutes bump if Herter's still out. He stands as a pretty good play in the mid-range. He was one of the more popular plays tonight. And then like Murray and Barnes are both reasonable. I believe actually Barnes, he got injured but did start the second half. It's not updated, but he went to the locker room for a bit and then ended up coming back. So keep an eye on that. Maybe he could miss the game tomorrow. Keegan Murray's playing big minutes. He's a solid play there in the mid-range. Like if Barnes misses, then maybe we start looking to like, I don't know, maybe like Duarte or like Kessler Edwards or someone like that. All right, let's talk about Washington. So Washington's a bit of a headache. No Jones, no Bagley, no Koulibaly. Rashawn Holmes and Danny Avdia both questionable. You do have Kuzma back. So the top two guys pretty easy to talk about. If the game stays competitive, you should see big minutes and usage, obviously, for Kuzma and Jordan Poole. 8.1K for Kuzma, 7K for Poole. Poole couldn't hit the broad side of the barn last game, but we know he has a ceiling when he's getting it going. So those two look good at the top if you think Washington can keep it competitive. And some of the value plays depend on the status of Denny and Holmes. Like if Denny and Holmes are both out, then we can start looking at guys, you know, like Patrick Baldwin and Shimpenny and Jared Butler and guys like that. Anthony Gill becomes playable, right? Be curious to see if they would start Kuzma at the five or what. If Rashawn Holmes gets ruled out. So if Holmes and Denny are both in, then I mean, like Denny and Holmes would be playable. I think I would prefer Holmes $1 to Denny. Played 26 minutes last game. So he'd be a decent play if he is in and starts. But yeah, the value here, it comes down to whether or not Denny and Rashawn Holmes play. If I'm going to get to those guys that we got to last time again, guys like Shimpenny, Butler, Patrick Baldwin, guys like that. All right, New Orleans and Orlando, pretty boring, ugly game. Two slow teams going up against each other, fully healthy. Zion's 8.6K. I think of the top end guys, he'd be my preferred option. He's been playing very well, and he's been leading the team in potential assists too. Ingram and CJ both reasonable their price points, but again, not the best matchup here. The minutes in Jonas Valanciunas have not been there, sub 20 minutes each of the last five games, whereas the minutes for Larry Nance have been there. High 20s in four of the last five games. I think a 4.5K Nance is an interesting contrarian play there. Well, I assume we'll be contrarian. I guess again, we don't have ownership as I'm making this video at 9 p.m. the night before. Don't really know if I'm going to get to like Isaac Murphy or Jones, though. Let's talk about Orlando. They're also fully healthy. Paolo 8.8, Franz 6.9. I think factoring in salary, would slightly prefer Franz Wagner at 6.9 to Paolo at 8.8. And then you saw big games from two guards. Jalen Suggs had a huge game, kind of an outlier. And you saw a big game from Cole Anthony as well. Now, we talked about how the minutes have ticked up at Cole Anthony. They've been ticking down to Markelle Fultz. So, you know, Suggs is 5'3", Cole Anthony's 4'4". I think if I had to pick between those two guards, I would lean Cole Anthony. Wanda Carter Jr. in competitive games should play mid to high 20s minutes. He's always kind of just like a reasonable play. And then Jonathan Isaac didn't even play in the second half because the game was a massive blowout. But normally in competitive games, he's pushing close to 20 minutes, which makes him a decent value play. All right, Brooklyn and Milwaukee. So Brooklyn, we got no Dorian Finney-Smith already confirmed out. So my guess is you're going to get Cam Johnson in the starting lineup and playing a lot more. And then Nick Claxton also in the injury report. If Claxton's out, I think they go to De'Ron Sharp in the starting lineup. If Sharp starts, I think he'd be the best value on the slate. Really good point per minute, played 24 minutes last game. And then I would think that Watford to play the backup five at the flat min price, he would be in play for sure too. Top end guys, Cam Thomas continues to lead the way in usage. If you think Brooklyn can keep it competitive, he should play mid to high 30s minutes. I like the ceiling there on Cam Thomas. Bridges has been disappointing, but he's continuing to play big minutes. Dennis Schroeder should play 30-plus minutes in competitive game, played 34 minutes last game. Again, Cam Johnson looks better with Dorian Finney-Smith out. And then with Dorian Finney-Smith out, we start considering some of these guys, like cheap guys. Like Lonnie Walker, I think, plays a bit more. He's 3.4K. I think he's a pretty interesting value play. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible. He's not been shooting the ball well of late. Maybe a little more run for a guy like Dennis Smith Jr. I think they probably give Jalen Wilson some more run, too. So yeah, some of those value plays are viable because Dorian Finney-Smith was playing decent minutes, right? 28 minutes last game, 38 the game before that. So those minutes do have to go somewhere. I think Cam Johnson, the biggest beneficiary. Milwaukee comes down to Giannis. So Giannis practiced on Monday, sat out tonight. I'm interested to see if he plays tomorrow. If Giannis is out, then obviously Dame, Bobby Portis, Middleton all look pretty good. On a back-to-back, though, I could see Middleton resting as well since he recently returned from injury. So like if Middleton and Giannis are both out, it's going to be the Dame and Portis show. And then we would start considering these value plays, you know, guys like Beasley, Beverly, Connaughton, Crowder. A little bit hard to say right now and what I want to do with Milwaukee. If Giannis and Middleton are both in, then I think it's mainly the top-end guys, Giannis, Dame, with probably Giannis being my preferred option. So we could have some value here for Milwaukee, but it just depends on the status of Giannis and if Middleton plays on a back-to-back. All right, so Chicago and Houston, we got Coby White and Alex Caruso, both questionable. If one or both sit, you know, you're sure to get more run, more ball handling for Io DeSumo, 6.9K, back-to-back really big games from him. If they're both out, I think Torrey Craig gets a start at 3.8K. He would be a decent value play. And then, you know, maybe they go the Twin Towers of Drummond, but I don't think against Houston, who's kind of going small ball, it probably wouldn't. So, like, if both the guards are out, it's going to be what? Vooch, DeRozan, Io, Torrey Craig. I don't know who the fifth starter would be. Maybe Terry, maybe Javon Carter. Again, I don't think they would go Drummond here against small ball Houston team. If Coby White and Cruz are both in, then I don't think there's any standouts here from Chicago. Some of these guys are priced off from Coby White was out. Coby White expected to be back. So keep a close eye on the status there of White and Caruso. All right, so for Houston, Jalen Green had a massive game last game, which really tilted me. 54, 67 fantasy points over the last couple games. 50-plus fantasy points now in each of the last three games. He's really been taking over usage-wise, getting a ton of shots up there, and he's rebounding the ball at an insane rate. So, gotta have interest in Jalen Green. I don't know if he continues this level of efficiency, but you gotta have interest in him. Van Fleet should continue to play big minutes as well. He's been pretty consistent. Again, he's stuffing the stat sheet. 16-11 assists over the last couple games. Jabari Smith, again, I finally didn't click him. Massive double-double from when I finally fade. Just insane stuff there. But the Mets have been a little bit disappointing in Jabari Smith, even in competitive games. You got Amen Thompson that probably plays high 20s to low 30s minutes. Good point per minute player. I think he stands as a really good option in the mid-range. Landale, you know, against a bigger Chicago team, might be asked to play a little bit more. Like maybe this is the game Landale plays 20 mid-20s minutes or so. So he's interesting there, 4.6. Dylan Brooks has been awful at 4.4, but he should play in a competitive game close to 30 minutes. He had literally two fantasy points last game. I don't know if I get to like Jeff Green or Aaron Holiday or anyone like that. Utah and Dallas. So Markkanen missed the game tonight, but it was just due to maintenance. So I'm assuming he's going to be available tomorrow. Clarkson, I think, will once again be out. So if Markkanen's in, I think that, you know, any of the main guys, Markkanen, Sexton, George, Collins are in play. There's obviously some blowout risk on the road in Dallas, but Utah's been running relatively tight rotations. I don't really know if I get to the value. Kessler's priced up a bit. Hendricks feels priced about right. Dunn feels priced right. Sensabaugh feels a bit overpriced. So I think it would mainly be the top end guys, assuming Markkanen plays. If Markkanen's out, then we can start considering those value plays that we just went over. But I think Markkanen will play. And then for Dallas, they are basically fully healthy. No Josh Green. Luka, Kyrie, obviously this is where the offense is running from. Luka shot 6 of 27 and still for 60 fantasy points last game. That is wild. Kyrie's been playing very well. Yeah, both Dallas guards didn't look good. Also, the minutes have ticked up on Kyrie. 38, 40, and 38 minutes for the last three games. Gafford, I think, stands out as a good point per dollar play in the mid-range as well. He should play, you know, 24 to 26 minutes. Good point per minute player. Lively will back him up. And then you might get a little bit of Maxi Kleba at the five as well. Lively, good point per minute. He's reasonable. I think I prefer Gafford, though. I'm a little bit more confident in the Mets for Gafford. PJ Washington, kind of indifferent on him when the team's healthy, but he should continue to play his low 30s minutes. I don't really know if I get to anyone else on Dallas, though. Finally, New York, Denver. So can we talk about the New York rotation last game, man? Randall OG, Mitch Robson still out. Josh Hart played 48 minutes, and Miles McBride played 46 minutes. Absolute insane stuff there from Tibbs, but top end Brunson, he should play his, you know, mid to high 30s minutes, be the number one on offense. I like his ceiling quite a bit. Josh Hart, I mean, if he plays 48 minutes again, you have to have Henderson him at 7.3K, so he looks like a good point per hour play. DiVincenzo only played 31 minutes, a little bit disappointing for his minutes, so I think I would prefer Hart to DiVincenzo, but interesting to see where the ownership gap is with those two. Hartenstein might be asked to play a little bit more against Jokic, 28-25 minutes for the last couple games, good point per minute. If he avoids foul trouble, I think he stands as a pretty good option. Achiuwa will back up Hartenstein. I think I prefer Hartenstein picking between those two. McBride, if he starts again, I mean, I think you got to expect big minutes. I don't know if we get 46, but probably high 30s at least you got to expect. So McBride stands out as a pretty good value. And right now, they're just not giving minutes to Bojan and Burks. I mean, Bojan, 17 minutes when this team was shorthanded last game, and Alec Burks only played 15 minutes. So those guys are just dart throws in tournaments. Finally, Denver, fully healthy. Jokic, Jamal Murray. As you know, that's where the offense is running from. They're playing big minutes. 12K Jokic, reasonable. 8-4 Jamal Murray, both reasonable plays. I think for more Murray point per hour to Jokic. MPJ, Aaron Gordon, both reasonable options in the mid-range. They should play low to mid-30s minutes. Aaron Gordon had a pretty good game last game. Well, he did start, I guess, I thought he had a bigger game. He started off really strong, kind of cooled off there in the second half. KCP, you know, is always just is what it is. 3-D, low 30s minutes, usually play 38 minutes last game, but usually he's in the, you know, 32 to 33 minute range, somewhere around there. 4K makes him a solid value, like firmly in the rotation, right? Watson, Brown, Jackson, they're kind of rounding out the rotation. 3-4 for Watson, 3-3 for Jackson, 3-2 for Christian Brown. Because they're all close to mid price, these guys are viable if you need like salary relief. All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up the video. As always, if you do enjoy, just make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Really appreciate all support of late. And yeah, I'll see you guys all in the next video.